Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
For a fifth day, the village of Dixmoor is dealing with water issues. Restaurants are closed, so are schools. As we hear from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
The village president, Fitzgerald Roberts, was standing outside the village hall near a pallet of bottled water. Residents were occasionally dropping by to pick up what they need. We asked, where is your frustration level?
Right now, it's past 150. Very frustrating.
This problem started with a water main break. That was repaired, but some residents are getting just a trickle of water and others are getting none. Dixmoor gets its water from Harvey.
From what my superintendent tell me is that someone messed with a valve somewhere and it had to be on Harvey's side, but nevertheless, all this is old infrastructure. So once you mess with a valve and you reopen it, you get what you call a hammer effect. It just goes down the line, busting the pipe wherever the weakest points are.
Robert says many are working together to solve this problem. That is the latest from Dixmoor.
Some parents have been wondering when young children will be able to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Now a local pediatrician says her health care system should be able to start administering to children between 5 and 11 years old within a day or two of FDA approval.
Vice President of Pediatric Primary Care at Advocate Children's Hospital and North Shore University Health Systems, Dr. Julie Holland, says if the Pfizer vaccine gets full approval, parents should check their online patient portals for appointments.
We are really pushing to get vaccine in our pediatric offices, so as many people as possible can get their vaccine there.
Not only will this group require a different dose, she says they'll need smaller needles and skilled people to inject them.
Most, 5 or 6 or 7 year olds are not enthusiastic vaccine getters, so we need somebody who has proficiency in vaccinating little kids.
And while they're at it, Dr. Holland suggests this would be a good time to get flu shots as well. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Crystal Lake City Council has approved a proposed marijuana dispensary, the second in McHenry County.
Americana Dream wants to put its pot dispensary in the old Culver's on Pingree Road. It would sit on 1.5 acres. Tara Meyer represents the company.
The building has been vacant since 2018, so we'll need improvements. We plan on investing about $1 million in improvements, including facade enhancements, floor plan improvements, and a lot of security enhancements.
Meyer says she'd expect the dispensary would generate $500,000 a year in sales tax money for the city of Crystal Lake. The city council also last night approved a buffer variation to allow the dispensary to be 350 feet away from a nearby church instead of 500 feet away. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
If you are wondering if there's a sign that, in fact, the seasons are turning in Chicago, all you have to do is look to Chicago's Buckingham Fountain in Grant Park.
Buckingham Fountain was the subject of heated controversy at first. Businessman Aaron Montgomery Ward blocked architect Daniel Burnham's original plan to build the Field Museum on the Grant Park site. The Buckingham name came from the philanthropist who helped pay for it. For its 1927 dedication, John Philip Sousa's band played Pomp and Circumstance. In 1994, Buckingham Fountain underwent major work on its masonry problems. The waters return next May for its 95th birthday celebration. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Police Department says 21 officers have been stripped of their police powers and placed on no-pay status for not complying with the city's vaccine status reporting order. As WBBM's Bernie Tafoya tells us, unions representing police are refusing to back down in their opposition to such mandates.
The head of the State Fraternal Order of Police Lodge has told members in departments outside the city of Chicago that no one can be forced to volunteer for what he calls Lightfoot duty, just as no one should be able to force officers to be, quote, injected with chemicals against their will. In Chicago, FOP President John Catanzara says officers should call for union representation if supervisors try to counsel them to say on the city's portal whether they've been vaccinated or not.
They are trying to coerce cooperation with the portal without getting to headquarters because they know that's where we are at. They don't want us talking to members. They're trying to get them to cooperate prior to even seeing FOP representation.
Catanzara says court hearings today could be pivotal in determining the direction of the union's fight against the city. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chance the Rapper and Common are lending their voices to an effort to reform the Illinois parole system.
The two stood with activists here outside the Cook County Jail before a trip to Springfield. Chance the Rapper said, "We need to understand incarceration for what it is. It's torture," he said.
"We are still living in the legacy of the tough-on-crime policies that have basically stolen and disappeared so many members of our community who are now sentenced to die behind bars."
Common talked about a visit to Stateville.
"And I came across one brother who I grew up with. He was serving a life sentence, never to see the light of day again. He said, 'Rashid, man, you know, I changed my life. And I want to apologize to my community. And I want my community to be healed and know that it's people like me that were dealing with mental sickness that can change and transform.'"
They're advocating for the earned discretionary release bill that would make parole a possibility after a person has served 20 years. That's the story here outside the Cook County Jail.
In Kenosha, an overnight shooting has left three people dead, two others in critical condition. Police were called just after midnight to the 600 block of 40th Place and discovered the victims. Investigators are not releasing details yet, but characterizes it as an isolated incident with no threat to the community. Police say they're not pursuing any suspects. Plans are moving forward for the state of Illinois to sell off the Thompson Center.
State Representative Stephanie Kifowit, who chairs the committee hearing this update, had positive words for the Department of Central Management Services, engineering the move of hundreds of state workers elsewhere in the city.
"It makes sense to put like-minded departments in the county building and other areas where it makes sense. So thank you for that. You know, innovation in government is not something we see, and it's quite apparent that your department is innovative and being very concise with this move."
The state will consider two sealed bids for the much unloved building in a mouthwatering location surrounded by Clark, Lake, LaSalle, and Randolph. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.